Pitbull.
So, this morning I'm going to be presenting some pictures and some things from all of our summer activities. Before we do that, I thought you guys might be interested in hearing a little bit about our experience. Chris and I were able to go to San Antonio to see Dominique graduate from the Air Force. And so I thought you would be interested in maybe experiencing a little bit of what we experienced. It's a really short clip of some of the things that that we saw. I will say this, that as we went, we weren't sure. Along the way, we did not have very good communication with Dominique because he wasn't able to really have his phone much. And so when we did talk to him, it was like 30 seconds. He's like, "I got to go. I got to hurry. I don't know if he had a sergeant over there looking at him or something when he was on the phone." But so as we went to the base, and Chris got us a hotel room really close to the base. And so we got there, and we had to get our passes on base. And we thought, well, nothing's going to work out right. Everything worked out just perfectly, except that as we were in the stands watching the graduation, there was over 700 cadets or airmen. Trainees that graduated and became airmen. Dominique had told us that he was going to be in a particular group, in a particular flight, and he wasn't in that flight. And so we were looking for him the whole time, and we were looking at the wrong person. So all of my pictures are of this one group, and he wasn't in that group. By accident, I did get him marching in, but we didn't know it was him at the time. Because what had happened is, he had trained, and he was there an extra 4 weeks because of his foot. He had gotten a stress fracture in his foot. And they said that was probably an injury he had had from before, but he had aggravated it. And so he had to spend some time in what they called med hole. Med hole. That's how they feel about getting out of training, med hole. They sit in there, and they get better. And so, of course, as Dominique said, he became the counselor for everyone in med hole. They would all come to him with all their problems, and you can just see Dominique right now sitting down, giving everyone encouragement. And he actually met, he said, because of that experience, he met some friends he would not have met otherwise. And so he ended up graduating with a different group than he started out with. And so it was a little confusing. But then at the and he had trained with that group. I've forgotten what they call him. It's not called flag bearer, but it's some sort of the person who carries the flag in the front of the group as they march around. And so Dominique had been that for his other group. And it just so happened that the new group that he got into, the flag person, got sick. And so they asked him to take over for another group because he had trained in doing that. And so we were watching one group come in, and he was actually with another one. But there were 700 and something graduates, and they actually graduate that many people every week. They have a graduation ceremony every weekend. And it's a big deal. And they, there's this huge area where they do the graduation, these huge grandstands, and they were all packed with people. And there was a group, though, that marched out at first, and we didn't know exactly what was going on. Dominique had not really communicated with us, but there was a group that came out. It was about 70, 75 people. And they marched out at the beginning, and we just happened, we're looking, I wonder if Dominique's in that group. We thought that was the whole graduating class, because we didn't know. And then they said that it was the honor corps or whatever, the guys that had graduated with honors. And so we were way up in the stands. We couldn't really see. And so we were looking, I think that looks like Dominique up there. And so we did catch him getting awarded as an honor graduate. And then so I'm going to show a little bit of this. It actually announces his name. And then a little bit of the ceremony. It's just a couple minutes. And then at the very end, if you listen closely, it says you have now become, you're now graduated and you're now an official airman, and now you're ready to protect and serve the United States, the Constitution of the United States, and then people applaud, and then that'll be it. But I thought you might enjoy seeing this. Dominique is the fourth one from the bottom. That's actually Dominique right there in the front carrying the blue flag. We thought it was in the next group. I think it shows him again here in a second. We thought he was in that one, so that's why I filmed that one more. Okay, that's it. We got a little more. Actually, what ends up happening is we pass a group. This is a group of their first like couple days on the base, and we pass them, and Dominique turns and he goes, "Do not film them," like that. Like it was like they were gonna arrest us if we did. So we quit. We stopped filming very quickly. Chris is like, "What do you mean, huh?" You know, you can just see Chris too, isn't it? Okay, let me see if I can get out of this. So some of you asked me, actually some people were asking me today about, is that up there? What in the world? I knew this wasn't going to work. Okay, let me try this again. There we go. Some of you asked me about about Dominique's schedule for the future. He's actually stationed in Wichita Falls, Texas right now for 90 days of specialized training. He's going to be some sort of a mechanic. He tried to explain it to me. I didn't understand what he was saying. And so he's there doing training. And then after those 90 days, he gets 2 weeks of leave. And he's going to come home and spend 2 weeks at home. And then he gets shipped off who knows where. He said that what he is participating in is something that can go anywhere, even like Japan and all these other bases throughout the world. And so he said he would actually welcome going to Japan if he got the opportunity to go. So we'll see what happens. But I want to say this, that Dominique did. He was just awesome. I mean, he looked great. He sounded great. He was a little homesick, but other than that, he absolutely just was thriving in what he's doing there. And so, and he had actually been there for twice as long as anyone else. And so he was ready to graduate. But he's doing great. And so we can be so proud of him. As people were coming by, and of course it was a big class, he didn't know everybody, but as people were coming by, you could tell that Dominique had made an impact, that people came up to him, and a lot of people knew him and had made an impact. And you know that that's who Dominique is. And so just know that that he's representing us well there in the Air Force. Okay, so I want to just spend a few minutes this morning. It's not going to be long. Talking about some of the summer activities. Maybe I should move out of the way. Maybe I can sit down over here. I'd be good. This was, as many of you know, because most of you participate in at least some of the summer activities, this was the busiest summer yet. We did everything that we normally do and then some. And so as we went through the summer, it was just one thing right after the next. And that's great for our kids. It's a little tiring for those of us who are participating, particularly me and my interns, and who did everything. Okay, Jaquan and Ladarius did an outstanding job this summer. They're different in the way that they lead. They're different in the way that they do things. But the two of them together, they make a great team in working with our youth. They both stepped up their game this summer as far as personal relationships with the kids, dealing with Jaquan stepping up and leading singing and taking a really big role in Vacation Bible School. And Ladarius doing a lot of things behind the scenes nobody even ever saw. And so I just knew that I could expect something to get done, and it would just get done magically. And the two of them were running around like chickens with their head cut off. And I appreciate all of their great work this summer, along with Courtney, who helped a lot, and some of the rest of you who were at a lot of things. Chef was at most things. He skipped out on us on the mission trip. But other than that, Chef was a major help, and Kim and others who were a vital part of what we're doing. This truly is a team effort. And if it wasn't for all of you participating in whatever way it is that you participate, we could not make this happen. It's way more than a one-man job. It just could not happen. And so thank you for all the work that all of you have done in making the summer a really successful and as we move forward. So we started out the summer at Lone Oak Camp, and I couldn't find my pictures from Lone Oak, but we took a group of about 25 to Lone Oak, and we took two vans every day, and it was a great experience. The kids really loved it, and they did a lot of swimming and did a lot of just outdoor activities. And Mr. Wade is so gracious to allow us to come for free to his camp every summer for that week. But then immediately following that, we had our summer camp, and our summer camp is always in the metropolis of Hornbeek, Tennessee, at Realfoot Youth Camp. And this is one of the first days when Mr. Jay is leading our singing. He does such a good job with that. And you can see we had a really good group that went to camp. This may have been the best group that we've ever taken to camp. And as far as dealing with problems and difficulties, it was just a really great week. We spend a lot of time in Bible class. This happens to be my Bible class. They look so enthused. Brandon's laughing about something silly that Isaiah said, it looks like. But Brandon was helping me. This was our middle school boys class, and we had a great week. This is Miss Kim and Miss Becky's class that met in the craft room. You can see how crazy that room looks. But they had a great class. This is the kids just playing some games and sitting around. We had plenty of time just to chill and play games. And actually, Miss Betsy actually forced them to play some games during craft time some of the times. And at first they didn't like it, but then they played Uno the rest of the week. And some different games that we sat around and did. This is Ryan. He started out the week, and he was not even really wanting to go to camp. I had to talk him into going to camp. And this is him toward the end of the week. And he came up to me afterwards, and he said, thanks for making me go to camp, because it was awesome. So Ryan is around here a lot. And this is one of the games we played. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing. But each team had to dress someone up in balloons, and then they had to run around the room or something. Isn't that right? I can't remember. It was one of Brandon's silly games he came up with. But this was one of our team-building exercises that the kids got to know each other a little better. And this is, Matt had to leave us during the week because his mom passed away, and Brandon stepped right in and took his place leading singing, which Brandon doesn't necessarily feel comfortable doing, but he did it anyway, and he did an awesome job. And our theme for the week, it was a CSI, Creation Story Investigation. And we talked a lot about does God exist? How do we know how God exists? And Sean and I taught the lessons, and Sean did an absolutely great job. Although I smoked him in the debate, we I really didn't. I took the wrong side, and he smoked me in the debate. But it was a lot of fun, and the kids really, I think, came away from it. Jaquan mentioned last week how camp really helped him in his faith to realize and understand that God exists, and that was what camp was all about. And I think even the adults came away with a little bit better grasp on the fact that God exists, and we can be sure of that. And this is our final camp picture. I think pretty much everybody's looking straight ahead. It was hard. We took like 12 of them, and there's always somebody looking the wrong way. But you can see in the back there, we had a really good, really great group of adults that went to help us. Jeff took about a 5-minute break from the kitchen. He still got his apron on. It was about the only time he left the kitchen all week. There and sleep. That's the only time that he left the kitchen. Then we headed off for our mission trip. And our mission trip this year, we went to Minnesota to a small church there in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and did some door knocking and a vacation Bible school. This is on the trip down. Maddox is having a good old time, and also Xander and Campbell having a good old time. I was hoping Xander and Campbell will be here this morning, but they weren't. I'll have to show it to them later. But we had a really interesting mix of people on this trip, because we took Xander, Campbell, and Anderson. Samantha took them. And then Chris wasn't able to go at the last minute. Sam decided she was going to try to go anyway. And she did. Brave mama. And had lots of help, but yet she was really glad when it was time to come back home. But they were absolutely awesome on the trip, the smaller kids. They did such a great job of just doing what everybody else did. And they were very, very little trouble. When we got there, we were greeted by the group there. He's still on his phone. I noticed that when I did the picture up anyway. They greeted us as we got there. We got in a big circle, and it was as if we picked up right as we were last year. This group of people we got very close to last year, and they were ready with a big grill out for us when we pulled in the parking lot. And we started a vacation Bible school, and this is the first night, and you can't really see, but you don't see many kids in the front, because when the kids are in the front, the first night, we didn't have a chance to door knock yet. And there were a few kids that came from the year before, but we hadn't really had time to get out and really invite too many people. But every night, the kids would do a skit based on some kind of a Bible story. Jaquan was our narrator, and we would sing some songs and spend some time. And then every night, we had a professor of Bible teach. Professor Sin taught the Bible class for the adults. And I will say this, too, that they had a lady, and we didn't know it at the time, but a lady that visited for the first time on Sunday morning. She'd never been to church there. And she drives by there going to the church that she normally goes to, but she saw the VBS sign. And so she came to church that morning. And she had a girl probably about eight or nine. And her daughter got so excited and so enthused about VBS, she would not let her mom not come back every night. And so every night the mom would come back, and she would get there a little earlier every night. And she started even coming when the church was eating before VBS. She would come, and she would sit around, and she would talk. I think her name was Shelley. Anyway, Shelley, for those of you who may not know, Shelley was baptized the week after we left and is now a member of the church at St. Cloud. And so that's a huge thing. She was extremely confused about religion. She tried every church possible, and through the conversations that she had with some of you guys and with the members there, she became a Christian, and is now a vital part of that church. So, and that she sat in Dad's class several nights, and so we know that we had a hand in doing that, and so that's a great thing. We spent each afternoon, Jaquan getting attacked by a dog. We spent each afternoon working and door knocking the community. And we targeted different areas that we thought would be areas that people might actually come from those communities to the church. And we did have a good response. We had several that did actually come, kids and adults, to the VBS. There's one of the members, Grace, it's Grace, right? Yeah, it's Grace. With Kelsey and Casey, and their church just stepped right in And they went out door knocking with us. They have a family that has several kids, and they went out with us every day. And we're like a part of our own group. We had to kick them out of the bus on that when we were traveling home because they wanted to come back with us. So really, really great experience with their congregation. In one of the afternoons, we went over to a trailer park, which is near the church. And this is actually where some of the kids that we met last year came to VBS. And so we went over there one day, and we thought, we'll just go over and see if there's any kids out and play with some of the kids. And when we got there, kids came from everywhere. We went up to the front, and there was just two or three kids, and they're like, hey, we're going to call our friends and tell them to come. And by the time, it was like 40 kids there, along with our kids. And you can see that's where we got the idea for our Gaga ball court back there in the back, is they had one out at their community center. And so their kids loved it so much. And then our kids loved it. And so then we built one and we used it during day camp. And our kids love it too now. So it was a really great experience. And then this is the block party. On Wednesday night, we had came up with it a few years ago, the block party, inviting people to come. We provide dinner for them, and we just hang out. They have a volleyball court in the back, a sand volleyball court. Is it sand or is this grass? Just a volleyball court. They have a basketball court. They have some playground, and people just sat around, and there were lots of people who came. I think I counted over 30 visitors who came to spend time with us at the block party and then stayed for VBS. So we had a really, really great experience having that block party. And then they had these three strange characters who were at VBS every night. We had obviously a pirate theme. It was a swashbuckling adventure. And I got to be Captain Sinbad. Ha ha. And then had my trusty sidekick Shmoo on the right there. Shmoo. And then he was their favorite somehow, I understand. And then we had Cheech on the left, who I referred to as Cheech, because he has that huge mustache. And we couldn't really ever figure out. He one night he was Spanish, and the next night he just always had some kind of a different accent. But the three of us had a lot of fun meeting the kids and kind of running the VBS every night as far as the stories. And I want to really thank Judy for all of her hard work, Judy and some others, Stevie and some other people who came up here at night and cut out stuff. Some of you were involved in that. Thank you for your work behind the scenes. That's what I mean, a team effort. It could not have been done without those of you that helped before we even left. There's Jaquan leading the singing, and look at the crowd. This is the last night, okay? From that first night to this night. Lots more kids in the front. Jaquan was, I think it might have been, we got more crowd as you started leading singing. We got more crowd. I don't know. But the adults enjoyed singing, and the kids were just loving singing the Bible songs that we sang every night. And then there's Cheech Jr. This was Maddox on the last night. He went full bore pirate costume the last night. And all the kids, every night, they got a different piece of their pirate costume. They got a bandana, and they got a mustache, and I've forgotten what all they got, but an eye patch, just right, dog tags, different things that they got each night. But Maddox decided he was going to show them all up and be a full-bore pirate captain, and his dad, Cheech, on the left. This is one of the nights when we did, this is obviously Noah's Ark. And I'm glad we did this. They asked all the kids that were there to come up in the front and take a picture with all the characters, all the Bible characters. I mean, the animals and the Bible characters. That's an awesome picture of that night. The ones that participated in the skit. And I am in the picture. If you look closely, I am in that picture. I'm holding up the rainbow in the back. So they're on big poles, and I'm holding them up. So the last night, it climaxed in our big pirate fight scene. Cheech was trying to take over the boat and trying to get the treasure map from the captain, and Shmoo takes control, and he pulls out this massive sword from the boat, and he takes control of What did you call yourself? We never named you, did we? The pirate as unyet named, who looks like Cheech. All right. But he wins, and then he becomes the new captain because I retired. And then the last night we went to Minneapolis, and we spent some time at the Mall of America, and then went to a ball game. And we had already planned to go to the ball game before we went, but then I think it was 12 of their members decided to drive to Minneapolis and meet us at the ball game, and so we were able to spend a little bit more time with their group. And this is the picture that we took in front of the stadium as we left. It was just a great time, a great experience all around. Then we came back and we started day camp. And this was, we had two day camps this summer. One of them was with the group from the Otter Creek Church, and the second one was with the group from Cabot. And you guys know that because TJ was here to speak on that Sunday. And this is some of the kids from Otter Creek. This is one of the boys' Bible classes. They're making paper airplanes. Not sure what that has to do with Bible class, but anyway, they were having a good time is all I know. And keeping Maurice happy is a good thing. This is kind of, before we got started in the mornings, the kids, they would just kind of hang out. They would play different with different balls, and they would just talk and run around a little bit before it got started. It's Rondarius, one of the kids that's around here all the time, that came to day camp faithfully every day. And actually, this was the picture they took when he got Camper of the Day. This is the picture I took. He did actually get Camper of the Day. The next day, not so much. But this day, he did good. And so you can see he looks very, very innocent, right, Jeff? Yeah. Jeff sees that face in class all the time, and not so innocent, right? Anyway, great kid. And this is our group picture at the end of the week with their kids and our kids together. And I think our biggest day with them, the kid that we brought in, it was around 20, 22 or 23 kids, plus their group of about 20 that they brought. So that was on, we finished that day camp on Thursday, and on Saturday, I took our middle school to what we called a mystery trip, and they didn't know where we were going. I did know, actually, before we left where we were going. Me and Jeff and the adults knew, and Perry. Go figure. So just about everybody knew by the time we left where we were going because Perry had told them. I know that's shocking. I know. But we ended up going to, this is the group that we took, and we drove to St. Louis. We got up in the morning and got up early, drove to St. Louis, and we went to a place called the City Museum. I don't know if you've ever heard of the City Museum, but it's a 10-story building that they turned into a huge playground. And this is some of the stuff outside. This is actually on the roof of the 10-story building. They have a Ferris wheel, and they have some giant slides. And as a family, if you've never been there and want something to do that's cool, it's really cool, and it's not very expensive to do. And it takes a pretty good time to do. This is one of the giant slides that's up on the top of the building. It was a really good bonding experience for our group. I think they really enjoyed going and spending that 4-hour bus ride together on the way there and spending 4 hours there and then driving back. That was kind of the way that it went that day. And people said, "You're nuts for doing that." But it's the life of a youth minister. I'm sorry. And then we came back in that month, that Sunday. The Cabot group showed up, and we started day camp on Monday. And this is, they had it decorated up here and for looked like the ocean up on the stage. And a lot of the stories were water stories. There's Chef, who did most of the cooking that week, and then some of our intern people who were helping or eating. I'm not sure if they were eating or helping. Well, Darius, were you eating or helping? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, what happened was, okay, and this is at the end of the day, at the end of the week, they could earn tickets to get a prize that was up on this prize board that they made. The guy on the right up there is Tim, and then on the left is TJ, and they kind of led their group. And we had a group, I think the biggest group we had that week was around 25. Again, Bible class, they would talk about different Bible stories. This is during crafts, and there's Xander again. TJ and Mark Tavius? No. Terrence, yeah, Terrence. with a Band-Aid on his head. I'm not sure what he's doing. And then Marco over there on the right. And then there's a group picture at the end. You can see that Maurice has grown a mustache during the week. He found our stash of pirate mustaches, and he got one. So anyway, great. It was a great group and a great experience. And their group did an absolutely tremendous job. Not that they don't always, but they did a great job this year. You know, sometimes, you like that picture? Sometimes it gets to the point to where you do so much, and sometimes things don't go so well. Sometimes you have absolute craziness. That's what REACH sometimes seems like it's all about, is just mass chaos. And sometimes you wonder this, is what we're doing really making a difference? Sometimes I actually catch myself thinking that. And sometimes when I'm standing up right in this very spot and I'm teaching a bunch of middle school boys who don't seem like they even know that we're having a class, and I think to myself, is what we're doing really making a difference? When you're sitting in your class downstairs and you're thinking, oh man, what is this about? These kids are crazy. I'm having trouble with this one and that one. And you're on the bus and we're picking up kids. And whatever it is, sometimes it goes through your mind. What is it? Is this something that we're really doing that's making a difference? And it's about those times that God always sends me a message. Okay, this happened to be in the form of a Facebook. I didn't know God had Facebook. But in the form of a Facebook post. And it says, do you remember this picture? And this is the picture that came up on my Facebook. And if you notice who that is, there in the blue on the left is Jaquan. And Dominique next to him. And then Sean Bright. And then Chef back, a much younger Chef in the back there. With that look he always used to give, and a much shorter beard. And then Montreal on the right. And this is a trip that we always used to take every summer. Those of us, sometimes JJ would be able to go with us, and we would always go to a baseball game at some baseball park. And for us, it seems like nothing, but these guys had never been to a baseball game. At the time we took them, they had never been out of Nashville. And I looked at this picture, and I think, what we're doing is making a difference. The little things that we do, the summer of craziness, the classes where sometimes you wonder, am I getting through to anybody? It's making a difference. Because you look at that picture and then you look at this picture. And that's Jaquan at BBS in front as the leader of the group. That's Jaquan. And you look at this picture. And you see Dominique graduating from the Air Force and making an impact wherever he goes because of you and because of me. Countless hours that Chef and other people spent with Dominique and Jaquan and these other kids that we call our REACH kids, it makes a difference. We're not gonna save everyone. We're not going to impact everyone to the level that we're going to impact the others. But what we do makes a difference. And so when you're sitting in that class and you think, I just can't take this anymore, or me when I'm standing in front of these middle school boys and I want to punch every one of them, think about this picture. Think about the difference that we're making in their lives. Because for the most part, spiritually speaking, they have no one else but us. You are their father. You are their mother, their aunt, their cousin. You are that person that's making a difference in their life. It was a smack in the face for me. Last night, my friend Lee asked me to come and speak at his church at their family retreat. And he told me their theme was loving God and loving others. And he said, what I want you to do is I want you to tell your story. I want you to tell the story of REACH. And so that's what I did. And as I was doing that, I was reminding myself how important it is what we do. How important it is that we have taken on this task, this very difficult and daunting task of reaching out to the kids in our community and sharing the love of God with them through camps and through Bible classes and through playing with them in the backyard and through all of the different ways that we have been able to make an impact. And it's every single one. No matter if you teach a class or you don't. Come in and you just say, hey, how's it going? You make an impact. They see godly people living godly lives, and it makes a difference. And so the next time you wonder, are we making a difference? Think about this picture. And then think about these guys and the difference that we've made in their life. I don't think I got anything else. Let's bow in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunities that you give us. I thank you, Father, for all the blessings that we receive through helping others. As we serve others, Father, it helps us to not focus so much on our own problems. It helps us to be able to look to the problems and the difficulties of others and try to reach out to them. Very simply, just love them. Care about them. Show, Father, that they're important. That they're important to you and that you care about them. And help us, Father, to continue in our quest, in our work, to continue to work with the children of our community. We know, Father, that things change. We know that different things have to happen. But the goal is the same. And as we continue to work our program, as we continue to make changes, as we continue to think about new ways to reach out, Father, help us to not lose sight of what our goal is, and that is to reach these children for you. Help them, Father, to know that you love them. Thank you, Father, for all of this great family here at Echo Hills who is committed as well to this in all different types of ways. Using their talents and abilities, Father, to serve you. Using their talents that you've given them in service to you through this program. And I pray, Father, that you continue to bless it. I pray that you continue to bless me as I lead. I pray that you would just help, Father, all of us as we work together. I thank you, Father, for Jaquan and for Ladarius and for Ernest and for Dominique and for all those, Father, that we can see who have grown into such great young people. And I pray, Father, that you continue to bless them. Continue, Father, to bless all of us as we work together as one family to serve you. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. I wanted to mention that starting sometime in September, I don't know exactly the time, we have Bible Bowl coming up. But starting in September, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently on Sunday nights. We used to do this a long time ago, and we're going to kind of go back to it a little bit and see how it works. But we're going to come in here on Sunday nights, and we're going to be doing kind of a VBS type format every Sunday night. We're going to be singing some songs and doing some Bible stories and some skits, and then maybe splitting them up and doing some activities based around the story for that night, feeding them some kind of a snack, and then letting him play outside for a few minutes before we go home. And so just know that things are going to change up a little bit. And so if you have not been coming on Sunday nights, and we could really use your help in just helping to keep things organized, even just sitting out and singing would help, or helping to prepare and serve snacks, just different things that we could use your help in doing. So if you are interested in doing that, I'll be getting a lot more information out to you when that's going to start. Just know that's going to happen. Things around here have changed a lot since we started. I mean, you look at all the marriages that have taken place and the kids that have come into our lives and the different circumstances in lives, the kids that have graduated high school and moved on, and just a lot of different things have taken place But we have to continue to move forward. We have to continue to just kind of change up what we do. And our goal is the same. Just doing the very best we can to reach out to our community. And so let's just continue doing that with as much passion as possible. I think we're doing it. You guys are doing a great job. And let's just continue to keep it going. Chev has picked a song for us to sing, 71, right? So if you would, go ahead and open your books to that. And if there's anyone here today that is not a Christian and who would like to become a Christian today by being baptized, we would certainly love to help you with that. Also, if you are here today and you just are struggling and would like a special prayer on your behalf, or you would like to share something with our family here, you're welcome to do that as well. This would be the time to do that after we sing this song. So Chef's going to lead us, and let's all stand as we sing.